Welcome to the Every Nation Dorado Sermon of the Week. We hope you enjoy this message.
Amen. Good morning, church. So wonderful to be together this Sunday morning. Today, we are celebrating Palm Sunday. Yeah, many of you don't know what that is. Woo! Palm Sunday is the week before the crucifixion of Christ. And so it is the time when Jesus enters into Jerusalem on a donkey. And everyone is celebrating, and they're celebrating so much that they're taking down palm branches and from the trees and laying them as a red carpet as Jesus comes into Jerusalem. And some of them are even taking off their clothing, outer garments. So they still have clothes on, but the outer garments on the floor. And so we celebrate that. Growing up, many times this is something that we would see in my father's church, that the ushers will lay out, you know, leaves from the trees all over. The trees would suffer those Sundays all over the church floor just to commemorate Palm Sunday. And so we want to just encourage us to be mindful in this time of the celebration of the King, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is indeed ruler over the nations. He is indeed King of Kings, and this morning we'll discuss a little bit of that as well. Amen. And then we just want to say a happy Independence Day to Namibia. Those of you who feel that you are not happy after so many years, it's fine. We are praying for you guys. I must say that it is remarkable when you travel. It is when you travel that you realize what we have here in Namibia. Amen. Tell your neighbor, travel to Africa. And you will see that we are not in Africa here. Amen. And so we thank God. If we can stand, let's just take a moment. If we can thank God for Namibia, for the peace that we enjoy. Everything is not perfect, but it surely isn't where it could have been. Yeah, so where you are, just thank the Lord. Father, we thank you, Holy Spirit. We honor you this morning, and we appreciate the peace within this nation as we celebrate, Lord God, independence. Father God, a time of peace and a time of prosperity, growing prosperity, Lord. We pray for those who have not yet experienced that level of peace in this nation, that level of prosperity. We pray, Lord, that Namibia will continue to excel as a nation, Lord God, especially in the area of leadership and government, especially in the area of integrity and honest governance, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, that civil servants will indeed be servants, Lord God, that they will serve with a willing heart, Lord God. We invoke your blessing, Lord, upon this nation. We declare that as your church, we stand on the grounds of this land, and we declare, may Namibia be blessed, Lord God. May she see the blessing of the Lord in the land of the living, Lord God. May she increase, Lord God. May her prominence rise among the nations. May Namibia be the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath, Lord God. May people say that Namibia is a blessed nation because of her church that is within her, Lord God. We honor you this morning, Lord. We celebrate you for all that you do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Just want to remind you that tomorrow, once again, it's our day of prayer and fasting for everyone for forever. Hallelujah. I think we must write a song about that so we can also sing it. Yes. Yeah, so remember, we have a mandate as a church to pray. If we do not pray, certain things will not happen. And this is something that you need to learn personally as well. There are certain things that will not happen until you pray. And this is why it's so important that you have a prayer life, and it's so important that you learn how to pray in the Spirit, because many things you don't know And so the Holy Spirit will give you the preparatory words for that. We also have connect groups during the week. It is an imperative. We want to encourage you, if you're not in a connect group, please do join it. That is the place where we grow you spiritually. Amen. And then I just want to emphasize the singles mixture that we are having. It is a singles event that we are having for 25 year olds and plus. We will be checking IDs at the door. And we'll be having a special time of fellowship. People will be meeting other singles. And so I want to make a special appeal to the young men to not miss this opportunity. Amen. I want to encourage every young man, if you are single and if you are above the age of 25, even if you are already in a relationship, come, maybe you need to reconsider yourself. Let's go back to what else is here. Okay, so we just want to encourage you. It will be a godly environment. It will be a place where we can just, in honor, in the light of the Lord, be fellowshipping. It's not all about relationships. Many times we're dealing with other subjects, and so we just want to encourage you to be there. Amen. So, yeah, Father, we thank you, Lord, this morning. What a grace to be in the presence of the King. Lord, we honor you this morning by our presence, Lord. We honor you by coming to the house of the Lord. We honor you by submitting ourselves to the word of the Lord. We honor you by humbling ourselves and lifting up our hands and praising the name that is above every other name. Lord, we thank you that whenever we are in your presence, Lord God, your manifest, tangible, corporate anointing presence, Lord, that we never leave the same way. And we thank you, Lord, that your word is already working in our lives, Lord, working in our hearts as the worship team was ministering, as the transition was ministering, Lord God, that there is something that the Holy Spirit is doing this morning. And we receive it, Lord God, with humble hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So this morning we are continuing with our series called Set Apart Nation. Set Apart Nation. I just want to say that there are probably some who have traveled to Swakop, and I'm sorry that you couldn't make it to the trip to Swakop or to the north. Just tell your neighbor, you're in the right place today, even though you couldn't travel. Yes, traveling is overrated. Yes. And so we continue with our series called Set Apart Nation within this context of this week, which is Independence Day. And we understand that there are many reasons why nations would celebrate Independence Day and commemorate special days within their context. And we're saying here that the Lord has a purpose concerning nations, not just individuals. You may prosper as an individual, but put yourself in the wrong nation. And I promise you that the agenda of the nation will become your agenda. And so there's no way that we can only address personal issues. I know that there are certain individuals that are saying, Pastor Chris, can we preach more messages relating to my boyfriend and my situation at work and all of that? And we will address those things, but we are also a prophetic voice within the nation, and we have to posture and present to the nations the wisdom of God concerning national and international matters. Amen. And so as we discuss the subject of being set apart, last week we started off, was it last week? The week before, we started off saying that nations belong to God. The earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof. Even if you don't believe in him, he owns you. Even if you don't want to be owned, it's too late. It's too late. He owns you. You belong to him. Every breath you take is borrowed. Every beat of your heart is borrowed. He owes you nothing, and you owe him everything. He is worthy of your life. Amen. And as a believer, you must have that mentality so that you are not a spoiled brat in the kingdom of the saints. That your lifestyle is not despised by the angels who know what it is to honor and who know what it is to fall from grace if you dishonor the throne of God. Amen. And so the next week we shared about how nations are ruled from the heavenlies. And we looked at Tate Nebuchadnezzar. Right? We looked at Daniel chapter 4 and his conclusion after going through an experience which was invoked by the watchers or the holy ones. I saw that Sigopeni them were sharing this scripture from Psalm 89. Tremendous. It's exactly what I was saying. That God rules in the council of the holy ones. And he is supreme over them. Amen. And we said that there are influences that come into a nation. And so Namibia is not ruled just from the state house, but that there are entities that are pushing for certain individuals to be placed on certain thrones. That there are entities that are pushing for certain laws to be enacted within a nation in order to open the floodgates of debauchery and immorality and wickedness, to make an alliance with darkness so that the nation never sees the light of the gospel of Christ. And so last week I said to you that we would show some videos, but we didn't have the time last week because we were going through the word of the Lord. Amen. And so I said that this week we are going to show some videos, but do we have the time? Okay, we'll show videos. Don't worry. All right, and then next week we'll deal a little bit on the resurrection. There's a message that we want to share concerning the resurrection. And then the following week we'll continue with the third principle, which is the principles for a godly nation. Amen. Awesome. All right, now as we go to talk about the illustrations that we want to touch on, we are going to consider certain nations and make an evaluation concerning what happened within those nations and what influence it had on the nation. Are you with me? And then we are going to touch a little bit on the preamble and on the constitutional articles of certain nations, just to give you an idea as to what happened at the legislative level or at the inception, at the birth of these nations. And you can make your own evaluation. Some of you might have a different view, a different interpretation as to why things are going a certain way within a certain nation. And you are entitled to your opinion. Just make sure that your opinion is right. Amen? Yes. That you are actually thinking through things very carefully and very biblically. All right? Most of the time, concerning the affairs of nations, we have an interpretation which is very much based on the narrative of colonialism, on the narrative of prejudice and racism, tribalism, very much based on the narrative of political dominance of a certain family, corruption, etc. But what we're trying to unveil to you is to show you that behind that activity, behind the seats of Davos and the World Economic Forum are spiritual forces, are holy ones, are unholy ones who are influencing the affairs of human beings on the earth. And that the church has been given a place in the council of God. The church has been given a place in the council of God. This is why we are called the ecclesia. You know what ecclesia mean? Huh? Anyone? Where are the Bible school students? Huh? There at the back. Yes, the called out ones. But this sounds like the called out ones. No, it means the ones who have been selected from among the people to represent them. The ecclesia is a parliament. Yes. That we are having a seat of parliamentarians here today. Yes. Yes. And I don't know if you've noticed in certain parliaments, while the parliament is in session, some people are sleeping. Other people, when they zoom into their phone, they are on Facebook, scanning. Others don't know which agenda point they are on. Others came there to be rowdy. Are you with me? Yes. We have to teach the church beyond just, oh, I'm staying away from sin. Oh, I'm not sinning anymore. No. Beyond the place of sinning and not sinning is the place of ruling. Yes. Yes. And only mature sons rule. Even if you are heir and king, you live like a servant until you grow up. Your problem is not your neighbor. Your problem is you. Tell your neighbor, your problem is not me. It's you. Now, some people say, it's not you, it's me. When they're about to break up with you and quote a scripture. It's not me, it's you. Okay, so now I want us to touch on a couple of nations. We'll start a little bit on the narrative of scripture. For the sake of time, we're not going to go into the depths of the scripture. You can go look at these narratives yourself, but we are doing a flyover. All right, if you can give us the next one there. Okay. Now, we shared from Psalms in the second week about how blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. There is a distinction if a nation actually makes the Lord God. Are you with me? All right, so we're starting off here with a city-state, two twin cities called Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay, this is in the book of Genesis. Sodom and Gomorrah were two city-states, okay? Two cities that operated like independent. And if you consider when Abraham and his nephew Lot parted ways because they were growing in prosperity, their sheep were multiplying, right? He asked Lot, which way do you want to go? And Lot said, I want to go to the Jordan Valley, the area of Sodom and Gomorrah, because that's where it was lush and very prosperous. And then Abraham went to the remaining place, the desert area. So this is eventually, you understand what happened, is that there was a cry before God about Sodom and Gomorrah. And the Bible says that God came, and as he was coming to observe, this is very judicial, that he will first get the evidence. He won't just be causing all sorts of sulfur and brimstone and fire to rain on a city. Mm-mm. He will first find out, are the things that are being said about this place true? And so he sends angels. The angels pass through Abraham's compound first because they had to deliver a message concerning Abraham's baby that was coming in a year's time. And Sarah laughed, that whole situation. And then eventually they continue on to Sodom. When the angels came into Sodom and Gomorrah, the reason why they were there is because of the intercessions of Abraham. They were going to bring the judgment, but they had to bring someone out of that nation. Okay? Because Abraham was talking to God and saying, Lord, are you going to destroy the righteous with the unrighteous? Everyone just like that. And the Lord said, no. If there are 10 righteous men, I will not destroy the city. And so those 10, or less than 10, Lot and his daughters and the mother, the angel specifically was sent to bring Lot out. Are you with me? Now, do you remember what happened when the angels came in and they were being accommodated by Lot? What happened is a lot of guys came to the door of Lot's house to make a lot of trouble. Don't name your child Lot. His lot in life may not be. And so what happened is, this is their demand. Lot! 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 It's like, hello, gentlemen. They said, oh, we saw some good-looking guys coming here. Because angels are good-looking. Amen? That's why your husband calls you an angel. Otherwise. Anyway, so we saw some good-looking guys coming in here. Bring them out so that we can have sex with them. This was the demand. And it was a skumba. It was a crowd. It was like a whole band of guys. Like, yeah, bring them out. It was a pride parade. Hey, it's true. It was a pride parade. They were full of pride and they came to parade. Yes. And so they said to Lot, bring those men out so that we can sleep with them. And so Lot was there trying to say, no, guys, this don't do this and all. And they said, hey, don't tell us. We want those guys. Bring them out. And there's a very disturbing part where Lot was even trying to negotiate and said, look, I have daughters. Maybe you can have one of my daughters. We don't know what Lot was running there. Anyway, maybe you can. But the guy said, we don't want women. Give us those men. Now, Lot. And so they started to push into the door. And Lot was like, no, guys, no. And so the angel said, Lot, get out of the way. And the angel opened the door and struck them all with blindness. I can't see. Me too. I can't. Hey, who is touching me? And so they were struck with blindness, and the angel said, take your things. We are leaving now. They left, and fire and brimstone came and devoured these cities. Archaeologically, they just discovered the place for Sodom and Gomorrah. And when they got there, the way that they found the scorching of the artifacts at the certain level of the ground proved, and it had sediments of sulfur, just like the Bible says, just like the Bible, that God truly destroyed the city with fire that rained down. The nation was taken over by wickedness. Taken over. And it's possible to happen in Namibia. It starts as a seed, but it doesn't stay there. Wickedness in a family or in a nation or in a country starts small. It starts as an idea, but it doesn't end there. We go on to Israel and Judah. Israel and Judah were never supposed to be two kingdoms. The kingdom was supposed to be Israel. But what happened is, because of the wickedness of Solomon, because of the many wives that he was marrying, in order to make political alliances and for other reasons, he then ended up turning his hand away from the Lord and he started worshiping idols. And the kingdom was taken from him and it was given and it split between one of his sons, Rehoboam, and another, and a servant or an army general called Jeroboam. And the kingdom was split. The southern kingdom was Judah with the capital city of Jerusalem. The northern kingdom was Israel with the capital city of Samaria. And there were two kings. If you read the book of Kings and Chronicles, they talk about the kings in the north. And there were prophets in the northern kingdom and in the southern kingdom. And then the enemies started to come, the Midianites. They started to take over. The Babylonians came in. When a nation turns its back on the Lord, it is inviting death. It is inviting death. When a family turns its back on the Lord, it is inviting death. When an individual turns their back on the Lord, you are inviting death. Amen. Then we look at a couple of other nations. Now, I want us to quickly touch on the Haiti and Dominican Republic scenario. After I give a bit of an intro, we'll watch a video. Okay? Now, Haiti was one of the first. Do you know what Haiti is? Or Haiti, like the Vambos call it. Haiti is that nation. Okay, it's in the Caribbean next to Cuba. There is a small island. Half of it, about half of it, On the left side is Haiti. On the other side is Dominican Republic, separated by a border. Okay? Both of them were colonies. The left-hand side was colonized by the French. The right-hand, this Haiti. And Dominican Republic was colonized by the Spanish. Okay? They brought slaves because it was a plantation for sugar, etc. They bought slaves, almost 700,000 slaves from West Africa, okay, into Haiti. And then there was a revolution among the slaves. They revolted against the French Empire, and they managed to get their independence. This is just at the end of the 1700s. This is the first, what they call the first Black Republic. The first slave revolution that turned out to be a state on its own. And then what happened? The colonial power, the French, said that, look, it's fine, you guys can keep the island, but all the infrastructure and things that we built on here, you guys owe us money. And so they made an arrangement to pay the French millions. Already they were starting a nation in the minors. I don't know who negotiated that. After you conquer the guy, then you still say, yeah, it's fine, we'll pay you millions. And then on top of that, the French and the Americans, they barricaded them from international trade. And you are on an island. And this was at the end of great exploitation of the land. So if you look at the Haitian island, right, you will see the Haitian side is palish, like a desert. And the Dominican side is very lush. But what is remarkable is this. They attributed the victory over the colonial power to the gods of their ancestors. And what did they bring with them from West Africa, Benin, etc.? They brought voodoo. Voodoo. Earth, wind, water, fire, heart. Go, Captain Voodoo. Yes. It is a religion which is based on the forces of nature and the spirits, and it's animistic. Okay? We'll show you a little bit. Some of the scenes might be slightly disturbing, okay? Today, they've gone through many transitions of power, okay? One of them was a guy called Papa Doc. He was a doctor, and he became one of the dictators. That guy was also a voodoo priest. Yes. It is dark, the things that can happen when mankind turns his back on the Lord. On the surface, Catholic. But when you go home with the people, voodoo. Yeah, because Catholic is the white man's religion. And voodoo is the? Are you with me? Okay. And today Haiti is in the midst of falling apart. Chaos, anarchy. The gangs have taken over. There's a gang leader called Barbecue. Yes. Barbecue is terrorizing Haiti today. All sorts of missionaries are being pulled out in the middle of the night and stuff. It's okay. So let's go to that video right now. Just show us a little bit the first video concerning the voodoo situation, just to give you an idea.
When slaves from all over Africa were brought here to Haiti, they forged a new spirit religion, one that incorporates elements from its adversary, the Catholic Church. On the surface, Haiti is a Catholic country, but daily life still moves to the rhythms of spirit religion. Miragouan is a small port on the Haitian coast. Businessman Gary Maziel once was the town's mayor. But Maziel has another side, as a voodoo priest. Gary's family has a problem. As village priest, Gary must try to solve it. Recently, Berto, a young cousin, began acting strangely.
I was doing my ceremony here, and I see Beto start talking a little bit differently than yesterday. And I said, what's happened to Beto?
As a voodoo priest, Gary Maziel also serves as a community healer. In the House of the Spirits, he will ask for help to restore Cousin Berto's sanity. Relatives, including Berto's father, gather in the temple and begin to summon the spirits. An answer comes not from an ancestor spirit, but from one of the most powerful and feared voodoo spirits, Baron Samedi, Lord of the Dead. He takes possession of Gary. The spirit reveals the cause of Berto's trouble, his own father. The Lord of the Dead goes after the man.
Okay, so you can go see a little bit more for the sake of time. I think we ran the videos a little longer on the online, okay? So you will see that a lot of people, even now, okay, a lot of, black women are going back into African spirituality, okay? It's witchcraft and idol worship. And many of them, there's a festival that runs in Benin annually. And even even Barbara them come there, the white people. Even there. In Benin. Where is Jesus? Okay, so now we're gonna go to a video just to show you the current. This is like last week. I saw some later videos that I could have posted last night. It's just falling apart. Okay, very short video showing us what's happening in Haiti right now.
In Haiti, armed gangs have escalated their violence, rampaging through upscale neighborhoods of the capital yesterday. Gunmen looted homes. Witnesses reported seeing at least a dozen bodies lying in the streets there. Haiti's power company said four substations were also attacked and vandalized. That left many parts of the capital in the dark. Meantime, the State Department says that Haiti is close to naming a transitional governing council to confront this crisis so the embattled prime minister can step down.
So what happened last year in October is the president was assassinated in Haiti. They've got this two-tier system of a president and a prime minister. And so the president was assassinated by some Colombian guys, Nelson's family, assassinated by some Colombian gangs. And now the gang leaders are going after power. It is falling apart. And the casualties are always women and children and innocents. People are rushing out of the island, trying to get to the Dominican side. What do you think is happening on the Dominican side? Prosperity. No anarchy. The Dominicans are right now building a beautiful wall. A beautiful wall to keep people out. And the Dominicans are very Catholic. And this, let me say this. At least the traditional churches, the Catholic churches, the Lutheran churches, the Methodist churches, I'm telling you, if nations are Christian today, many of them is because of those churches and what they have inculcated through their schools, their hospitals, etc., etc., etc. We must give credit there, even though their tongues are lacking. We must give credit there, even though sometimes the doctrine is a little bit weird, but that compared to a voodoo island. Okay? All right, we don't have time to continue. Let's now move over to another part of the world called Korea. Okay, now Korea was in a war, and after the Korean War, the nation of Korea, which is one nation, and it is an ethnic nation, meaning all the people are from the same tribe. That nation was split in two, North Korea and South Korea. Are you with me? The difference between these two Koreas are as stark as light and dark, night and day. Okay? What happened with South Korea is they allowed many missionaries after the Korean War to come in. The Presbyterians, the Methodists, the Assemblies of God. David Yonggi Cho is a pastor that leads the largest church in the world, 700,000 members. Okay? And many millionaires came out of that church. Many millionaires. They had a businessman's fellowship. Many millionaires. Korea right now is a powerhouse when it comes to technology. They don't have your diamonds, Namibia. They don't have your uranium. They don't have your gold. But they have your God. Okay, let's look at that quickly.
This is not a history lesson, but 78 years ago, Korea was one nation that was split to two countries. And today, the two countries are night and day, literally. From space, you can see one country is bright with so many lights, and the other is dark, like no one lives there. In North Korea, I saw empty highways because no one can afford cars.
This is the main highway of North Korea, right here.
In South Korea, I was stuck in traffic because there are too many rich people buying cars. The image from space was right. In the north, power goes out all the time.
Power went off again.
Okay,
and usually the power goes off every now and then.
I think the shop is closed.
In the south, cities are full of light and nightclubs never shut down. After 78 years of separation, the culture of people changed. They have the same language and history, but in North Korea, they think with the missile, the tank, the weapon, the violence. I saw that with my eyes, because I attended their celebrations and I was worried for my life. While in South Korea, their culture is about peace and dialogue, I attended their protests.
This is a protest.
And they only had candles, lots and lots of candles. They had floating sharks and music in the middle of a protest. I was not worried for my life. In fact, I was having a good time. North Korea is so closed, you cannot even enter with a book. The soldiers will search you on the train.
They check every picture and every page of every book that you have.
Inside the country, it's a whole new world. You can't find internet or Wi-Fi anywhere.
This place is such a closed community that everything they produce is produced internally, which means there's no trade or very little trade with other nations.
You turn on the TV and it's just angry people 24/7. It's like living in the past.
I saw that the lights were on too long and people were going to the club. Maybe they should have more power outages. But what does that remind you of? South Africa, Big Brother. Yeah. It is because of two leaders. And in South Korea, they worship Jesus. It's a predominantly Christian nation. In North Korea, they worship the president. Yes. The dictator that oppresses them, they worship him. And the father of the dictator, they worship. When the previous dictator died, the North Koreans were lining up the streets crying for someone that oppresses them. You know, when you have become so overtaken by wickedness, you won't even know that there is something like freedom. You begin to think that it's normal to be in bondage. There are other examples. We won't do any more videos. There are other examples. Germany had a separation between the West and the East by the Berlin Wall. On this side, communism. On this side, Western ideals. Western ideals that come from where? Judeo-Christian. Yes. When a nation begins to follow the principles of God, not just call yourself a nation. Yeah, we are a Christian nation. No. Do we live as a Christian nation? Do we espouse the values of a Christian nation? Because there are other nations that have also had examples of their presidents actually nationally dedicating the nation to the Lord. I didn't have time to be able to, we don't have time to see a video, but the president of Uganda, is it Museveni? He actually, him and his wife at one event actually dedicate Uganda to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's nice. But do you live Christian values? It's one thing to do an event for 2 hours. This also happened with Zambia. I think Zambia also had an event. Was it Chiluba? One of the presidents who also dedicate. We dedicate. So it would be like Namibia saying, we dedicate Namibia unto the Lord Jesus Christ. But we keep the shebeens open. If you have a shebeen, just look straight. Amen. Okay, so let's run quickly through the preambles of certain constitutions. We're starting with Namibia to see which nations actually have it written in the constitution. If you give us the next slide there, this beautiful land of the brave. What is remarkable about Namibia is they specifically included the word secular into the constitution to say we don't want anything to do with God in public life. The reason why we still pray in parliament is because of the parliamentarians. Give it one generation. There will rise up a generation who doesn't know God and who doesn't remember what the Lord has done for Namibia. And then they will legislate all manner of laws. Okay, give us the next one there. This is what it reads. The establishment of the Republic of Namibia and identification of its territory. The Republic of Namibia is hereby established as a sovereign, secular, democratic, and unitary state founded upon the principles of democracy, the rule of law, and justice for all. Power shall vest in the Namibian people. Okay, give us the next one for the sake of time. Next one. The United States of America. Okay, so the United States of America was founded as a Christian nation. We are going to read the Declaration of Independence, where they declared independence from England while they were establishing New England. Okay, people who were freedom-loving and godly. But where America is going now with its Satanism in the schools, and they blocked out prayer in the schools. It doesn't matter the level of glory that you start with, because when you walk with Jesus, you walk with glory. But leave him, the glory will depart. Ikabot. The glory will depart. Okay, so let's read here this founding document of the United States of America. It says, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth, next, the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them, a decent respect for the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. He is basically saying, look, when God gives you an opportunity to establish a separate nation, you have to be guided by something. Next. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. This is in 1776, July the 4th, Independence Day. Huh? All men are created equal, black, white, yellow, created equal. that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, not by the government, endowed by their creator with rights that cannot be taken away. Do you hear? These are theological men that are involved in the crafting of this document. And then it says that among these rights are the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving such just powers from the consent of the governed. And there's more to be said. America right now on the US dollar has that inscription that says, "In God we trust," with some Freemason things and pyramids and the eye and all of that still in the money. But the principle is this. There are nations that have so consecrated themselves, but my goodness, a new generation arose that said, "I don't want this private part. Chop this one. Give me a new one. God makes mistakes." And you know why it's relevant to us? Because we watch their media. Who of you have Facebook? How many of you have Facebook? Yeah, that's an American thing. How many of you have YouTube? YouTube? American. How many of you are in the congregation of Apple? Apple. Yeah? American. As we are with Samsung, South Korea, hallelujah. Those Apple people, you know, and they even say that Eve ate the apple, even though it wasn't an apple. Amen. And so many of the influences are coming in. It's not a question as to whether we should consider what's happening around the world. It is coming to you. Levi Jean. Okay, give us the next one there. We go to another nation. Nigeria. Where are my Nigerians? Huh? Papa Ben? Huh? Where are the others? Come on, guys. Huh? Or let me read first. The first one to say, let's hear what it says before I identify myself. Okay? Nigeria, very similar to the American model, they have states. United States of Nigeria. 39 states, okay? So in 1999, this is an amended constitution as they go. We, the people of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, having firmly and solemnly resolved to live in unity and harmony as one indivisible, indissoluble, sovereign nation under God. Which God? Dedicated to the promotion of inter-African solidarity, world peace, international cooperation, and understanding. Next one. And to provide for a constitution for the people of promoting, for the purpose of promoting the good government and welfare of all persons in our country on the principles of freedom, equality, and justice, and for the purpose of consolidating the unity of the people, do hereby make and enact and give ourselves the following constitution. In Nigeria, you also have this dynamic of north and south, separated by majority Islam and the south mainly Christian. You know, it's remarkable. Nigeria has some of the most prominent influences in Christianity today. And it is because of the investment of many missionaries that came in, including, who's that, Reinhard Bonnke. When Americans say, let's go to Africa, it was Nigeria. Okay, a little bit with South Africa now. They just skip us until we found green oil. Okay, let's go to the next one. China. China. Okay, let's get the constitution here. The other one, thanks, yeah. Okay, this is what the Chinese say, okay? And the Chinese are currently the second world power in terms of the economy, right? Second largest economy in the world. Nigeria also second largest in Africa? Yeah, is South Africa still making it? Okay, here and there. Okay, so China, and there's a prophecy concerning an army coming from the east with, is it 200,000, 200 million soldiers walking through the Euphrates all the way to Israel. So China, watch China. Okay, there are things happening and there are revolutions happening and many believers in China, underground church, okay. So Article 1, the People's Republic of China is a socialist state We don't have time to go into these dynamics, okay? But we'll see when we teach it. It's important because it affects your life, I'm telling you. Socialism, communism tend to be atheistic. The government is God. Please get rid of these churches and all. Let's give them a government church. And so the People's Republic of China is a socialist state governed by the People's Democratic Dictatorship. The People's Dictatorship. That is led by the working class and based on an alliance of workers and peasants. The socialist system is a fundamental system of the People's Republic of China. Leadership by the Communist Party of China is the defining feature of socialism with Chinese characteristics. Okay? It's a Chinese socialism. Don't compare it with Cuba and Venezuela and Russia. It is prohibited from any organization or individual. It is for any organization or individual to damage the socialist system. Okay? China is not, their government is not pro-God. But they are rising. Okay? Their icon is the dragon. Okay? They are rising, and their redemption is that the gospel is in China. Yeah? There are Chinese people that are doing the work of the Lord there. We were at the World Conference last year, and we had a couple. Yeah? There are pastors in China. And we were like so sad as they were sharing of the persecution. And then we all stood up and said, let's pray for these pastors. Let's just cover them in the blood. And they said, we don't need your prayer. You guys need prayer. You guys that backslide while there is no persecution. You guys that don't preach the gospel when there is no persecution. Let's pray for you. That's what the brother said. We said, cha, wow, amazing. And we came back to Namibia, back to normal. Okay? Eesh. Guys, we have run out of time. Huh? I wanted to show you the constitution of Iran, Islamic State. Okay, there's no time. Take us to Romans. Because some of you are like, I came for the word. I'm just reading constitutions today. How will this constitution build my spirit so I can trust God for a husband? Okay. Go to verse 18. Romans chapter 1, the grace book of the Bible. Look at what God says concerning nations. For the wrath, the anger of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness. Not will be. Revealed, is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. They do evil to make the truth go down. And then it says next, for what can be known about God is plain to them because God has shown it to them. In the whole world, there's no such thing as an atheist. He's just a liar. He knows there's a God, but he doesn't want to accept. Next. For his invisible attributes of God, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made. So they are without excuse. Look at the sun. Look at the moon. Look at how we rotate. Look at the angle that we are tilted. Look at the oxygen. Look at the system. It is all designed. This is not chaos. It is order. You know there's a God. You are without excuse. Next. For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God. Look at what happens. They knew that there's a God, but they did not honor him as God, and then, or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking. The national consciousness of the nation, the mentality of the country becomes useless. And then, their foolish hearts were darkened. And then, claiming to be wise, they became fools. Next. And exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man and birds and animals and creeping things. So instead of worshiping the glorious God, they worship things that are creeping and animals and what. They are pro-environment and anti-God. They are pro-animal but anti-child in the womb. That eagles have more rights than babies in the womb. Your mind has become warped. The wrath of God is upon you. You are destroying yourselves as a nation. Therefore, he gave. Look at how God operates with such people. You want to be obnoxious? Okay. God gives you up to the lusts of your hearts, to impurity, to the dishonoring of your bodies among yourselves. You want to go against God? You will destroy yourself. He will give you over. Then do what you want. Next. Next. They exchange the truth about God for a lie. Go back quickly. Am I following the right verses here? Yes? 25. They exchange the truth of God for a lie and worship and serve the creature rather than the creator who is blessed forever. Amen. And then next one. For this reason, God gave them up to dishonorable passions. For their woman exchanged natural relations for those that are contrary to nature. Okay, let's go deeper. And men likewise gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion, Sodom and Gomorrah, for one another. Men committing shameless acts with men and receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error. What is this talking about? Homosexuality. It is a result of a culture that has said no to God. No, Pastor Chris, the Anglican Church is ordaining homosexual bishops. It is the desolation, the desecration of the altar of God. And at least I have the audacity to say it, unlike some of you that sympathize with this thing. Especially the ladies. Yes. If a man is gay, the best thing he can do is find a lady friend. Girl. Because when it comes to do that girl stuff with the guys, they are like, no man, don't be like that. There's always a sister somewhere that is encouraging that kind of thing. If you consider what's happening in the USA with the whole transgender thing, most of the time it's moms that are there with my child. My child is a girl. This is why fatherless homes is a gate for wickedness. This is why fornication is a gate for the destruction of the family. Tell your neighbor, have your children in marriage. Since they did not see it fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind, a mind that goes to the gutter, to do what ought not to be done. Next one. They were filled with all manner of unrighteousness. It doesn't stop with the homosexuality and perversion. All manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. They are gossips. Next. Slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, imitators or inventors of evil, disobedient to parents. Next. Foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Guys, you have no choice. If you don't worship God, this is your destiny. You have no choice because you don't know right from wrong if there is no God. You will make yourself the compass for right and wrong, and you will always go to your belt. Know what I'm saying? Though they know God's righteous decree that those who practice such things deserve to die, they not only do them, but give approval to those who practice them, just like those ladies. Hallelujah, ladies. Are you still here? Don't leave yet, huh? Just want to declare the blessing over you guys. Yes. Next. Hey, girl. No way, man. No way. And sometimes, you know, there are cultures where the boy is growing up. And they say, he's a big sister, a mofi, you know. He's a little girl. He's a bit like a girl. Mom, put a dress on him. Then the boy will be running there in a dress. the aunties, where are the men to say, no, what me di hoot man? Hallelujah, the prophetic music is here. Oh yes. Guys, we are living in Sodom and Gomorrah today. Go to town. There is a flag painted, okay, on the grounds of this nation. And we are not saying that these kind of people need to be deported like someone said a couple of years ago, okay? We will deport you. No, we don't have to go there. Jesus Christ saves all sinners. Anyone that is a slave to his passions, Jesus is a savior to all. My Pastor Chris, I was born this way. So was I. I was born a thief and a womanizer. I was born a child abuser. But I don't have the right to parade my sin. I only have the right to come and say, Lord, will you take me, a sinner like me, and will you make me a new creation? Because if any man is in Christ, he's a new creation. Thank you, Lord. Can we stand? Thank you, Lord. The word of God says, I set before you today life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life so that you and your descendants may live. God has come not to destroy. The thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that they may have life and life to the full, as individuals, as families, as tribes, and as nations. Life to the full. And we pray this morning for Namibia. We pray that Namibia will be a godly nation in truth. So godly that we are full of compassion. We take care of the poor in our nation. We take care of the foreigner in our nation. We manage our finances well. We are so wealthy that we can help when there's wars, to help with those who are in trouble. It's not just corruption left, right, and center. But some of us are more concerned about the corruption in the parliament than about the corruption in your own heart. Thank you, Lord. Right where you are, just thank the Lord and say, Father, open my eyes so that I may walk in the truth and the righteousness of your word. There are people, you are influential in this nation. It's because of you that some doors are open to demons. And if you have a place of influence, you must say, no, this is not right. And you must have a biblical and a loving argument to be able to say, we cannot allow this in our nation. We must change that in our nation. God uses people because we are the ones who are supposed to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. If you're here this morning, you are not born again. You don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You have not made him your everything. You maybe come to church here and there, but you are not born again. The Bible says you must be born again. It is not enough to go to church. Going to church is just going to warm you up on your way to hell. You must be born again. You must find a genuine living relationship with Jesus Christ. And when you are born again, your sins will be wiped away. You'll be made a new creation. You'll be given a new heart and a new spirit. You will delight in righteousness and you will hate wickedness. And you will grow in the things of the Lord. So if you're here and you're not born again, you want to receive Jesus this morning as your personal Lord and Savior, I want to pray for you so that you can receive the Lord Jesus and that your life may be changed this morning. If that's you, just raise your hand where you are. You want to receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You want to be born again. I see that hand, brother. Is there anybody else? Is there anybody else? I see those hands. Is there anybody else? This is how it starts. I see that hand, young lady. This is how it starts. It starts with the kingdom of God finding root in my heart, and it spreads to my family, and it spreads to my community, and it spreads to my nation. Who knows who is the president in the future here? who are the parliamentarians in the future here? Business people that will influence large parts of our nation. But the problem is their hearts are dark and wicked, and they come to church on Sundays. Those of you are raising your hand, you want to receive Jesus, I want to pray for you. Please bring your bag, come and stand here. I want to pray for you. Come from where you are, just stand here in front of me. You can look at me. Hosanna to the Lamb of God. Yes, Lord. Is there anybody else you need to come before we pray? You need to receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. Oh, the world is wicked and dark. Guys, I haven't showed you half of the evil things that I could have showed you. Age restriction does not allow. The world is wicked, and so are we. We thought that it's those people. No, those guys need to change. It's us. Yes. And today we are here to receive Jesus. Amen. Please, you are not coming to me. I am just like you. I can't help nobody. I'm not even a doctor. I can't help nobody. What I can show you is your eye on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Amen. Open your hands like this. You are receiving something this morning. Stretch your hands to them as we pray for them. And pray this with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today just as I am. I humble myself, my stubborn heart. I'm here today to surrender to you. I believe you died for me. You died for my sin on the cross. You suffered in my place. You died in my place so that I can live. In 3 days, you were raised from the dead. I believe you are alive, Jesus. I believe you are alive. So come into my heart right now. Be the Lord of my life. Hallelujah. Be my Savior. Be my Master. Be my King. Be my Healer. Be my hope. Be the one I trust. From today, I repent of my sins. I put my faith in the Lord. I turn my back on the world, and I receive you, Lord. I'm a new creation now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You will begin to realize your sense of being close to the Lord is going to be at the next level. You must begin to pray today, okay? Pray your heart out. God is no longer like this. He is now very near to you. Are you with me? Now, we want to give you guys some encouragement and some material so that you can begin to grow already, okay? So we just want to spend a few moments with you in prayer and just encouraging you. So just follow this lady here, Natasha. She will lead you to the balcony. Amen? Yeah, just, yeah. If you have your things, especially your iPhone from America, please, you can quickly grab it and then follow her to the balcony. Hallelujah. Can we celebrate Jesus? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, there's somebody here, you are struggling with doubts. This is like, I don't think this Christianity thing is real. Let me say this to you. That is a demon that is trying to destroy your life. That is not you, okay? When demons speak to you, let me just teach you. When demons speak to you, many times it sounds like your thoughts. They will never plant it like external. When it's external, you have already gone far. Yes. So don't accept every thought. Yeah. You have to rebuff it and say, nonsense, I'm a child of God. My faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is proven to be raised from the dead. There is no other Savior except my Jesus. Devil, you are in trouble. That's why you are trying to recruit. Do you understand? You need to back chat. Don't back chat your parents. Back chat the devil. Amen. Let him know how rebellious you can be. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So if that's you, please, may you be encouraged. The Lord is speaking to you. Amen. I see someone, this is like a growth. I don't know if this is like a lump in the chest. I think it's a lady. Okay, please come. One of the leaders will pray for you. We rebuke that growth and that cancer in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Yes. If somebody else, you have dreams of being hanged. Okay, please come. We are going to cut that off and break free. Amen. Can we raise our hands to the Lord? Hallelujah. Father, these are your people. The ones you love, the ones you died for, the ones that you are blessing. And so this morning, may their eyes be opened to the treasure that they have inside of them, the hope that overcomes the world, the light that shines in the darkness. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and your children and your business and your home, everything that concerns you. May the Lord lift up his countenance towards you to hear your prayers and to answer you in the day of trouble and to celebrate with you in the day of testimony. May you experience the great favor of the Lord in every way. And we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. For more information about this podcast and other resources, please visit envindhuk.org.